SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
If it feels like this winter has been colder than usual, you're not wrong. Large swathes of the country have been weathering cooler than average minimum temperatures. Keeping your home warm is essential, but it comes with a warning.
House fires are more common in winter when we see these external factors such as portable heating, and they can present significant risk if you use them inappropriately, particularly in a bedroom where you might have them close to other flammable materials such as being close to a bed or clothes.
Joshua Fisher is the Deputy Commissioner of Community Safety at Fire Rescue Victoria. He says there are many steps Australians can take to stay safe this winter, starting with testing smoke alarms.
When you sleep, you're unlikely to wake in the event of a fire just from smoke. And so we're asking people this winter to make sure that they have a working smoke alarm fitted in their bedroom that is interconnected throughout the house, in all bedrooms, all living areas and all hallways, to ensure that you've got the most earliest detection to a fire in the event that one should start.
Deputy Commissioner Fisher is also stressing the importance of having a fire escape plan.
Make sure you've got a home fire safety plan that is well practiced, it's documented. You and your family and other occupants in your home know what to do in the event that a fire starts.
Fire and rescue services are also urging Australians to test their heaters before using them. This includes checking cords for any fraying or damage. Heaters should always be plugged directly into wall sockets. Do not leave them unattended and remember to turn them off when not in use. It's also important to ensure furniture and other objects are kept at least 1 metre away from heating devices. Carbon monoxide poisoning is another major risk. Dr. Suzanne Gilby is from the School of Population Health at Western Australia's Curtin University.
Carbon monoxide, it's a byproduct of combustion. So when people are trying to heat their houses and using wood heaters and gas heaters and charcoal heaters and, you know, all sorts of heating devices, that's what's introducing carbon monoxide into indoor air.
Carbon monoxide is colourless, tasteless and odourless, making it hard to detect, and so experts are urging people to be aware of the symptoms.
Exposure to carbon monoxide can be quite insidious in that it sort of reflects a lot of other types of conditions. So people who are being affected by exposure to carbon monoxide can experience symptoms such as dizziness, nausea, sore throat, face flushing, lightheadedness, which sort of imitates or mimics a number of other types of conditions, such as, you know, particularly in winter when people are suffering the effects of, say, colds or flu, or, they'll just put it down to maybe I'm picking something up, and so they won't necessarily associate it with carbon monoxide exposure and potentially a poisoning situation.
Experts warn devices such as charcoal bead cookers, barbecues and outdoor heaters pose an extreme risk when used indoors. They're also urging people to regularly service their household gas heaters at least every 2 years and do not leave them running overnight. People should also consider installing a carbon monoxide alarm as a backup. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.